In the USA, Kamala Harris has been announced as Joe Biden's pick for vice president, should the Democrats take the election out later this year. It's an historic decision, as Harris is the first woman of colour to be placed on the presidential ticket by a major party, at a time when race relations and xenophobia are running hot in the USA. At 55, she also offers a generational balance. But while Harris has campaigned for black justice, her track record advocating for the war on drugs and pushing for more policing tends to uphold a system that's been increasingly under scrutiny. Taylor Kaplan is The Wire's US correspondent. He told Sarah Martin how the announcement's been received in the USA.
The reaction has been just as fractured as the Democratic Party is and as the American political system is, where you have a lot of voters in the Democratic Party who voted for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, people on the left wing of the party, and they don't necessarily like seeing a former prosecutor being chosen as the vice presidential slot for a ticket that's led by a man whose legacy also lies in bolstering the war on drugs and the prison industrial complex and other tough-on-crime legacies of the 90s Democratic Party that does not translate into this modern era of protesting police brutality in the wake of the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Though you have many in the center of the Democratic Party who might look at Kamala Harris's questioning of Trump's appointees in confirmation hearings, like the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and his former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. You see her skills as a prosecutor in questioning them and asking follow-up questions and throwing them off balance, and maybe we'll see that as a big asset. But overall, the fact that Biden is putting a black woman closer to the presidency than one has ever been before, it's a powerful statement for identity politics and for representation in American politics. That's undeniable. But what her record says politically has many on the Democratic side divided, and of course many in the middle and on the right looking at her a bit suspiciously.
That division, is that something you expect that the Trump campaign will play up with?
Absolutely. You will obviously be digging up racism among the right wing and with some of the swing voters in the middle who might have a bit of racism in them and how that figures into their political decision-making. But what will be more interesting to see is how Trump and their online operations might target the left wing of the Democratic Party. Because one of Biden's biggest selling points is that he is popular with black voters because he was Obama's vice president. But black voters under 30 years of age, they voted for Bernie Sanders on the left wing of the Democratic Party three times the rate that they voted for Joe Biden. So he has to win those voters, and he has to win young voters who might be suspicious of him. So it'll be interesting to see if Trump covertly starts targeting the left wing to get them not to show up at the polls at all. Because one of the most powerful things they can do at this point is get those people on the left wing of the party who feel dejected by the process and how it's gotten us here to get them not to vote instead of maybe voting for somebody else.
Who do you think is the most powerful in U.S. politics to activate those young voters?
Without a doubt, Bernie Sanders. I mean, he is the head of this movement for social change. I mean, you might remember the Occupy Wall Street movement about 10 years ago that started this whole binary that's now in our minds about the 99% versus the 1%, about holding police accountable and holding those in our institutions accountable. He is essentially Occupy Wall Street as a candidacy, and he has taken these big social movements and really brought them to the forefront of politics and started holding people like Biden accountable and holding the Clintons accountable and really taking those neoliberals who dominate the Democratic Party, who might advocate for social change, but also advocate for many of the same economic policies that Republicans do, holding their feet to the fire and requiring them to answer to a growing block of people who demand change in a way that the big Democratic base has not in generations. Of course, he will be out there on the campaign trail advocating for his supporters to go vote for Joe Biden, but they aren't a monolith. They won't blindly follow him. So it'll be interesting to see if the threat of Trump is big enough to get them out there to vote in the first place.
Taylor Kaplan, US correspondent, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.